Okay, good to see everybody there, everybody here in the room in the Bis Medrash. Let's learn. Amen. Okay, we're in the Perek Chav Zayin in the old edition, page Resh Pei Vav, the bottom of the page, Resh Pei Vav, and then the other edition, Resh Samach Zayin. Tov, we were in one of the most beautiful psukim in all of Tanakh when we finished last week, but the Rosha Bilam said such a gewaldige thing, and he said the pasuk lehibit oven biyakov v'leira amal biyisrael Hashem lekav ima yusuas melach by such a thing that Bilam said. Of course, Hashem's Baruch make sure that he said that lehibit oven biyakov, that Hashem doesn't look at the sins, at the crookedness of Yaakov, at the foolishness of Yaakov, meaning of the Jewish people. It doesn't see the perversity of Yisrael. So that's what we were talking about in the context of this parak, which is about how in the Seder of Mishpat, in that court case that we bring ourselves to judgment in his bodhis, that it's absolutely indispensable that the Nekudat Toivas time spent on speaking about our own milas and our own Nekudas Toivas at that time in life. That's very, very, very important. And this pasuk is telling us why. So on the bottom of the page in Resh Pei Vav and on Resh Samach Zayin, where it says Va'ayim Elokutei Halachis Shetrua Hu Loshna Hava Vishtaykikus Usuras Melech Bo. What does it mean, the trua of the king? So trua, Mepharshim say, is a lashon of reyus. Reyus means companionship. Means like chasnakala reyim ahuvim. Means a very dear and beloved companion. So when it says in the pasuk, Hashem alakav imay usuras melech bo, means that the reason that Hashem is Baruch looks beyond our external sins and faults, not that he doesn't care about them, he does, like every parent also does. Hashem, of course, does, but he sees beyond that in us, is because usuras melech bo, because of the great love that he has for each and every one of us. That's the pshat and pasuk. That's the pshat and pasuk. So Reb Nosson talks about this. She true loshna havavishtaykikus. She brings to the Balei Taisus. You're talking like Isaac al pidvarv she mikayim and she yeshl on a bemes a havavishtaykus la Hashem is bar. And we could add to that. That because it's the feelings are mutual, that because of our love for him, he loves us also, and because of his love for us, we have those feelings for him. In other words, what the Svarim HaKadoshim talk about, and it's a little bit of a touchy subject, is that sof kol sof, we have to be very careful how this is worded, because it doesn't sound respectful, and we're talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There are many things that we look at in how Hashem deals with the world that on the surface are troubling. And we could have many tainus chas v'shalom. We're not allowed to. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing. Sof kol sof, each one of us in our own personal lives and bechlal with the world, we'd be able to compile a collection of things to say that if I would be the Baruch Shalom, I would do it differently. You know, of course, if we'd be the Baruch Shalom, we'd do exactly what the Baruch Shalom would do. But there are things that we see as being crooked and perverse in how kivyachol, how the world is run by Hashem. Of course, it's not true. But it looks to us that our limited standpoint of how we look at things, we see things that are not where they should be. B'chol zayis, Jew, Zamamin, who says Shema Yisrael and Vahavta, loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu and believes in his love and his kindness, and is able to see beyond that. Because of our love, we see beyond that, and we know that Hashem is really good. So Rabbi Nosson is saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us in the same way. That there are many things in our lives, and here, of course, there's a huge difference because we really do mess up. There are many things in our lives that are crooked and that are perverse. But nevertheless, Hashem looks beyond that in us. Because we look beyond the surface and as far as how he conducts the world, and he looks beyond the surface of who we are and how we conduct our lives. It's part of the relationship of Ahava, of love. Again, it doesn't mean that a person can do whatever he wants. Chas v'shalom, there's a Torah, there's a din, there's a cheshbon, and there's a yom hadin, and so on. And we have to do the best we can to behave in the right way. But we're talking here about mishpat, that about judging oneself, and that requires being honest about one's faults, but also being honest about one's milas. And being confident in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love, which does not entitle us to do things that are wrong, but it does entitle us and requires us to be able to ask Hashem for forgiveness and to be able to forgive ourselves as well and to move forward in our lives to be better. So, V'hini b'hamik dover ala pasik, the Netziv in Hamik Dover on this pasik in Bamidbar, Hashem doesn't judge us. He knows our sins. He sees our sins. But he doesn't base his judgment just upon what things look like on the outside. And it explains. Because Hashem looks at us as children who are misbehaving. It's a ruach shtus. That even though we might be intelligent adults, we make foolish mistakes. We make mistakes. And it's a ruach shtus, like the Gemara says. The Yetzer of a Taiba slave, she has Gabra Layim. Because of ruach shtus, Narishkeit, foolishness, and the Netaiva, the Yetzer, and so on, was strong of La'ein Ze Atzmusa. But Hashem doesn't touch a person up entirely by how he looks, because he knows the atzmus of who we are. He knows the essence of who we are. He knows the atzmus. Ki oven mashmuso huloshen shtus. Because when it says in the pasuk lahibit oven beYaakov, oven means in Tanakh also it's a loshen of foolishness. So lahibit oven beYaakov means that Hashem doesn't judge us entirely by what we do, because he knows that there is this element of oven, the Yaakov, that the human beings that he created are finite and make mistakes that are foolish. And Hashem understands that. And Hashem works with us because we make foolish mistakes. But the etzim, the essence of the person Hashem sees as being what he created, as being tov, the etzim. That's him tov. The habeas divi ad medrash, Reish Pei Zayin over here. And he brings the medrash, Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Netziv brings the medrash, Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'abi Ba'am Nesem Shisrael, Ki Yo Oyehava. And the medrash says, the reason that Hashem doesn't judge us just by our averus is because he loves us. U'kshechoyte Ma'abit Al-Zeh Ka'al Ketan. The Netziv brings this medrash. And therefore Hashem looks at us as children. Who, as children, Shein Choytem Neidaitem Hara, and a child is not sinister or evil. The child is silly and immature and makes mistakes. The child is driven by his teva, by his nature, and he makes silly mistakes. It's not because of a rebellion against Hashem, as we spoke about last week. It's not that we're rebelling against Hashem. Not that we intend to get rid of Hashem, that we are against Hashem, because we're foolish and we're bali taiva, and we run after every taiva, every instinct that comes up. But as we learned, we were talking about last week, that doesn't make us happy, doesn't make us proud. That's not the etzem of the person. I've got a person, for instance, when you look in this farm, that the top two midas rows, when you look in this farm, negative midas, Gaiva and Kaz, which are very much connected, right? Conceit and Kaz, anger. Anger is looked upon by the Bali Musa, by the Gdol Echsidus. Anger is looked upon as being the most damaging, horrible midah, anger, Kaz. I'm not going to ask any of you here to raise your hand if you're Bal Kaz. That wouldn't be the nice thing to do. Anyway, I'd be afraid because you get angry at me if you do all about that. And it'd be embarrassing. Kaz is a terrible thing to be in a house with this Kaz, where there's a husband or a mother or a father. Well, Kaz. And it's the hardest midah to prepare Kaz. Anger is fail. Oftentimes it's inherited. And it's passed along. And the battery on Kaz is a long life. And it's terribly damaging. It ruins marriages. It ruins relationships with kids. It ruins your friends. Terrible Kaz. Terrible. What's the shirish of Kaz? What's the root of Kaz? That's when you look in the old Svarim, you see that it's very often associated with Kaz or Gaiva, because what are you getting all for hits about? Because you don't like the, so who are you? You're Bal Gaiva. So when you look in the classic Musa Svarim, that midah which is most closely related to Kaz, or what triggers Kaz. What triggers Kaz is Gaiva. So from the time that we were little, any person that was a Bal Kaz was naturally looked at as being a Bal Gaiva. As being a conceited, self-centered person. That's why if things don't go your way, you're all upset. Because you're self-centered. I'll use the word, when they get more sophisticated, they'll start saying things like narcissistic, those scary words, right? But there's something much deeper in a Bal Kaz. There's something much deeper in the person who's angry. What's that?
Sadness, lack of acceptance.
Fear, sadness, lack of confidence, lack of acceptance, poor self-image.
Frustration.
All of these things are part of the profile of a Bal Kaz. You're living out the Nekudat Pnimus. All of you are saying true things about symptoms. But the Shurish of Kaz. The Shurish of Kaz is not Gaiva. What is it?
Oser Amuna.
Emuna, faith?
Oser Emuna.
A lack of faith, a lack of faith. Say that. It's not the Shurish. What do you think the Baal Shem Tov would say is the Shurish of Kaz?
Arrogance.
We already spoke about arrogance.
But you know better than God.
You know better than God. It's arrogant. That's arrogance. That's arrogance. It's the most arrogant.
Lack of simcha.
Depression. Yeah. So I'm going to tell you what the Torah says is the church.
Not knowing true self.
No.
Low self-esteem.
No. The shirish of Kaz is empathy. It's echpatiyut. In Hebrew, modern Hebrew. What does that mean? It means that the Bal Kaz cares so deeply about things that when it doesn't work out, he can't stand it. He goes crazy. That's the shirish of Kaz. Rav Kook speaks about this also in Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv HaKodesh. The shirish of Kaz, all that everybody was saying, those are the symptoms of the Bal Kaz, or the lack of emunah. These are ways. He's not overcoming, he's not getting to the shirish of who he is because of lack of amuna, lack of confidence, poor self-image, all that stuff. And even gaiva, all that stuff. But the root, remember that the inner nitzoitz of a Jew is, even the, from the klipas nogi, is holy. Is holy. I'm not talking about somebody that's not Jewish. I wasn't asking you about a non-Jew. I'm asking about a Jew who's angry. He's angry because he cares. You understand that?
You think the opposite. He doesn't care.
No, it's because he cares. He's angry. That's why he gets angry. What is it that he cares about? So you'll say he's a bad guy, but he cares about himself. But caring, I said, I use the word in English, empathy, or caring. She'achpat lecha. Mashu achpat lecha is something very holy. In other words, that something gets to you, it reaches you, it's a very holy thing. The Talmid Baal Shem are much more afraid of a cold person than an angry person. They're much more afraid of a cold person. An angry person, can happen with them, but you know, you work with a guy, he's gonna be the big Oyved Hashem. Maduak is Echpatlo. It's when you get a frozen guy, that's the clip of Amalek. The clip of Amalek is not anger. The clip of Amalek is Ashakarch, is Krivus, is coldness. That's the clip of Amalek. Not anger. Anger? They call it there's a lot and a half class on anger management. It's not, in Chassidus, it's not anger management. It's the use of anger. Anger usage. How to use anger. That's what you see in Chassidus. It's a terrible, terrible clip of anger. It destroys his life. It destroys everybody's life. All his friends and family. It's miserable from his cats. But madu hu kais. Why is he angry? Things get to him. The Tov. The Rosh wants things to get to us.
Is there a good anger?
Yeah, an anger against.
Can you use it control?
Yes.
Like at a child, control.
That's with children, you have to be very careful. But there is an anger. There is certainly an anger that is. But what I'm saying is, I'm talking about before, ladies, I'm talking about before it comes out like an anger. It's to get to the root. To get to the root of who I am.
So it's the delivery.
Because the delivery can come out nasty. Yeah. But the root of the anger is, I care about this. I care about it so much that I can't control myself. I care about it so much that it's making me nuts. So the great therapist, or the great tzaddik, will get to that nekuda of I care about it so much, and to be able to take that I care about it so much, and to move with that, change the person's life with that I care about it. You care. Caring is a gewaltige thing.
Was that Amalek passion?
It's a passion. Yeah, the passion. Amalek is ice. It's almost impossible to work. The klipas of ice is very, 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 very good. But the klipa of anger, it's scary. It's dangerous. It's horrible. It's all the things that we were all talking about. It's all part of anger. A lack of emunah, because of a gaiva, all that stuff. It's horrible. In other words, the ingredients of kas are horrible. But I was asking not about the ingredients. I was asking about the root of it. What tree does it come from? Where does it grow from, Kaz? It grows from something that's called, in Hebrew, Ichpatiyut. It's a nogeali. I care about it. When you have a husband and wife that they're at each other's throats, it's horrible. And it could end up in divorce. They're yelling, they're screaming, they're fighting each other. But as they're fighting, it means it still bothers. He still cares. She still cares. The kid who's having an yonim with his family and there's disagreements and fighting, it's still better than when the kid grows up and the father is out to lunch. never even doesn't go with the kid's existence, like he doesn't exist. Again, I'm not talking about the symptoms. This chaos is horrible. And all the stuff is part of that chaos. But when we're talking about Lehibit Oven Biyakov, when Hashem Yisbach sees one of us having a temper tantrum, that's what I'm talking about. How does Hashem Yisbach see one of us having a temper tantrum? So the Nesiv says, he looks at us like a child that's overtaken by Ruach Shtos. How do we look at our children? How do you look at your kid when the kid has a temper tantrum? So you could look at the symptoms and say, you think you're going to get everything. We can go one by one with all the things that you said. You think that everything is coming to you? You're a big ball guy. Yes, it's coming to you. Why should you get this thing? You want to have this toy and you're making a whole temper tantrum? Who are you? Who are you? You're better than your brother. You're better than your sister. Who are you? Who do you think you are? Right? That's a common theme. Or then you can give the talk about Emunah. That's because one of you said Emunah. So let's say to the kid, if you'd be a big mom and you would know that everything you have in life is exactly what you should be having in life. The parent says, you're not a big mom and you're not a big mom and if you really, really had Emunah like your parents, or having a temper tantrum dealing with you. If you really had a Emunah like me, then you would believe that this is Gamzul HaTayva. So you didn't get the Tchafsky you wanted for Hanukkah. Gamzul HaTayva. You're not a mom. So now so far the kid is what? A Balgaiva. He's a Kaiser. What else? What were the other things that we're talking about? Okay, whatever the other ones were. He's got all that stuff. All that stuff. And the Baruch Shalom says about this person, about this kid, Lehibit Oven Biyakal Orem Yisrael, Shem HaKavim Suas Melech Toi. I love you. You know why I love you? He's Achpat Lechem. Because you're a person that wants something. Wanting means you care about something and you want it. That's a good thing. But you have to be a match. We have to talk about how and what and when and so on and so forth and how to use that wanting in the right way and what to want and when to want. And who to want, and who to want. I had this very firm person that I was talking to last week, and he's had a lot of issues with different kids that he has, and so he told me that his son came back from HSL with a girlfriend. So he said to me the following: he said, "If I would have thought that would happen like years ago when I was, because he's a real firm guy and he." I would have like felt like I have to say shiva. But my best friend's son came home with a boyfriend. So I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that my son has a girlfriend. This is like Yontiv Hi, you know, I'm thankful that my son has a girlfriend. Life can't be better than that. And he said, and I look at myself and how I have changed my standards over the years, you know, that I just have to come along with this. Mitzvahs. You see, the difference between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu is that it's hard for us to learn. You know? The fact is that what he's saying, what this guy is saying to me is that I am grateful to Kadosh Baruch Hu that at least my son wants something that is in his, I'm not getting into any political trouble, but that on our spectrum, so to speak, is better and more healthy. Please, I'm not coming to insult any of the chevra out there that are going through whatever they're going through. But is something that is would be preferred because we'd like to have a, you know, we want to make a chasna. So now this father is saying, I'm so proud of my son. He's got a girlfriend. And he's like this real firm guy that the thought, if you would have said that a few years ago, say, if my kid comes home from yeshiva with a girlfriend, I'm going to kill him and then I'll kill myself. Or maybe I'll kill myself first, but I'm going to kill one of us or both of us. And now the father is what? Ashreinu Matoyot El Kain. My son is dating a girl. And she's Jewish. And she's from a nice family. So you never know. Maybe, who knows? Maybe it'll work out. And it'll be a nice shidduch in the end. He's only 18. Okay. Well, let's see what happens. So I'm thinking about this conversation I had with this guy. I never could have had this conversation. couple of years ago. But he's been through a lot of hard stuff, unfortunately. So his way of looking at things is has been affected by the way he's experienced the difficulties of this world. And it's hard to learn that way. But can you imagine that there's a way to look at things lechachila, not that we want our boys to come back with girls, even. That's not the point. But there's a way to look lechachila at our children and at ourselves and other people with Einei Hashem El Tzadikim, the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at things, in more of a godly way of looking at things. That's why I just give the example of Katz, because it's such an unpleasant thing, anger, and it's such a negative thing, anger. It's so unattractive, it's so unappealing. We hate it so much, anger. We hate it in others, and we hate it when we get angry. Shurish of it is holy. That's a very big teaching from the Ari HaKadosh and from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And to be mamtik the dinim b'shurish, to sweeten all that's difficult in this world by getting to the root of the dinim. And the root of the dinim is kulay taibis, or elokus. Because the root of anger itself is elokus. It's godliness. It's echpatiyut. He cares. In other words, you have a son. What does it mean that he came home with a girlfriend? It means he wants to have a relationship with somebody. He's challenging to connect to somebody. That in itself is a good thing. We just like to say to the kid, listen, you're 18, you know. What are you going to, you know, you're going to have problems now. You got yourself a girlfriend. What's going to be with halacha? What's going to be with your future? And now you... But the shurish of him wanting to have a girlfriend is very good. No? It's not good? Sure it's good. No, I'm not joking around. I'm saying seriously. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying that it's good that the kid came home with a girlfriend. He's an 18-year-old. That's not a good thing. It's problems. It spells a lot of trouble. But the shurish of it, where does that come from? It comes from a certain kind of an Indian of caring and wanting to love and to be loved and so on. The charge of his time, right? It's very hard to live in that way of lehibit oven biyakev leirom will be yisrael. But I'm only saying all this thing just to try that as regular people to get a little bit of a time, a little bit of a taste of the Rabbi Shalom's love, of what that means. How to look, and this is like a child. You would look at a child that's having fun, and so we used to play ball where I lived in Queens, and there was an apartment building over there, and every month or two when we were playing, there'd some kid whatever there would be a broken window, and the people screaming, then the father would have to pay for the money for the window. This is just how it was over there because there were windows behind the. So the guy threw the ball over the fence over there, sometimes broke a window. And then they were not Jewish there, whatever, screaming, yelling, this whole thing. And then the father would have to pay for the window. Okay. So somebody would say that this kid is evil. The kid's not evil. If you say, why be more careful how you throw the ball to first base, maybe. If you want to say, get to the shurish of it, the kid wants to have a good time. Is there something wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. It comes from a very high place. The Tanu comes from the highest thing. It's called Kesser. It's called the crown. Rotson. It comes from a very high place. So what happens is, of course, that's a problem that the kids are breaking windows. And it's not good. Father can't afford to pay for a window. There's a lot of problems that come with that. But when we're raising our children, the ikur is to come to the shirish of, and not to fall into that trap of seeing it as something which is be'etzem bad. It's not be'etzem bad. It's be'etzem good. That you have a healthy child that's playing ball, that's be'etzem good. He wants to have a good time. That's good. And we need to treat the negative consequences of something that's, but the shirish is good. And that's crucial. One second. That's crucial in this avoda of the kudas taivas. Because a lot of times a person will say, I don't see anything good. I don't know. I don't have any in the kudas taivas. How can that be? You see, the kudus taivus, the person doesn't have the kudus taivus. And bechlal, how you look at the things that are bad inside of yourself. So your judgment of yourself could be altogether off, could be completely off. That's what he's saying over here. Klemmer, shein kaif by yisbarach leshul hisgar bal yitzra. That person's not kaif of Hashem. In other words, the Medrash is saying that this person is not trying to make a rebellion against God. He's not trying to be an apikaris. He is a rochstos. He did something that's silly. He broke the window. But this kid that broke the window with the wall, he's trying to start a campaign about breaking windows around the world. He has this idea. I want to see if I can get my father to spend $100 today. He has some sort of he's rebelling against his father. He's rebelling against the owner of the house. No, that's not. He's just a shaita. What's the shtus? The shtus is that you're playing over there. The building is over there. So why are you throwing the ball over there? That's it's a shtus. It's not because he's trying to break windows. He's not trying. And then the father will say, "Don't you see? There's a window over there?" But it's not a merit against the father. It's not a merit against the people. It's a shtus. That's what Reb Nosson is explaining. What do you want to say?
So, is the opposite of empathy apathy?
Yeah, apathy is amalek, is ice.
So, how do we make either a child or a person more caring? What is it that
you could? You find the things in life that he does care about, and you work through those things that he does care about. That's a whole different shmos. That's not for now, but just our regalachas, you can sometimes talk to a parent and it takes a half hour to find out what that kid likes. The kid likes music. Well, it's a flush of a thing, music. So you try to find a way that somehow. So what was I talking about? I had this meeting with a parent. What was that? What were you talking about? Oh, yeah, the kid is they're having a lot of problems with this kid. It was just a short time ago. They had a lot of problems with kids. With this kid and he was starting to tell me about the only thing that he likes to do is that he's unbelievable at fixing things. Like whenever he brings something to the house, like a piece of furniture to put together, or there's a toy that to put together. So this kid is murdered at putting things together. So I said, "Wow, okay, that's a chash of a thing." So see if it's possible to find some sort of a chug, you know, with carpentry or I don't know, something like that. Or, I mean, what's the nekuda taiva that he enjoys and he feels satisfaction fixing things? That comes from a very high place. He wants to fix things. It's a very big thing.
Can we bring him something?
Huh?
Can we bring him something?
Can we? Oh, you want to? But that's a very big thing that a person wants to fix things. He has pleasure watching people see that he's able to put this thing together, gives him tremendous pleasure. So that's the you know, to get to the shayrish, which is very hard for a parent to do when you're just frustrated and angry, and it's very hard to do that. But when we're talking of the emes of what something is, that the kudah pnimis of a Jew is taif, is good, even in the worst things, it's good, even in that clip of coldness, there's something which is good, which is to be cold to bad things. To be cold to things that he should be away, stay away from. There's also a type in that Indian of coldness. But not to get all heated up by bad things. There's in everything. Because a Jew was created by Kodesh Baruch Hu to serve him. And even the Nefesh Bahamas, a Jew is different. It's a different mitzvah of a human being. He's tight, that's. And everything is tight. Everything. The shurish of everything is tight. The root of everything is tight. Ubora Chaim HaKadosh, Kosav, on this pasuk, She'ein ha'chet oisem mum kavur, ela luchluch ha'oiv ha'idei v'chitzev ha'adach. There Chaim HaKadosh says, in the pasuk, Lahi b'lavim yakla, Aram Yisrael, so Hashem doesn't look at the sins. It means that when a Jew sins, the Archaim Kodesh says, "Ein achet oisem mum kavur." It doesn't create the sin of a Jew doesn't damage the person permanently. It's not some kind of a irremovable stain. It's luchluch, it's dirt. But it's dirt that's removable, that can be cleaned. Listen, sometimes to get out a stain that's strong, it hurts. You have to rub it out, but it's removable. It's removable ink. It's a removable stain, erasable. Not like that with Esav. The Chazal make the comparison. Esav, it says that he was an Esayah, that he was hairy, a lot of hair. And the Chazal give the marshal that when something is very, when there's a lot of hair and something gets entangled, like glue or something gets in, it's very, very hard to get in. But Yaakov is an Ishtam. Ishtam is Chalak. Chalak means life, smooth. So when there's a stain, or knows, when something's smooth, it's not so hard to get it off. It's not so hard to remove the stain. That's what Achar Makadosh says. Right, Kosov, he also writes, even though when you first see this Jew sitting, the impression that you have is, oh, it's Lahachis. He has this negative, diabolical intent in doing this Aveiro. That's how it might look. But Hashem, who sees to the Pnimis, knows, no, that's not what this is. There's not something but that has this sinister, evil, diabolical intent. It's just not. It came out in such a way that's this negative and destructive or horrible, but that's not the shorish of it at all. It's not the shorish. And in that place of the shorish, ain oven. Like it says in Shir Hashim, Your fad rayosi, you are beautiful, my beloved. Umum ein bach, you are unblemished. Umum ein bach, your fad rayosi. Hashem's book says about, not about the tzaddik, about even the most difficult Jew. Your fad rayosi, mum ein bach. Mum ein bach. The pasuk is not talking about mumim, about blemishes on the surface. He's covered from head to toe, like it says in the Novi Yishai. The whole person is covered from head to toe with mumim, with blemishes, with ugliness. But the Baruch Shem can say mum ein bach. The mumim are oivrim, not kruim. It's not something which is the essence of who the person is. It's not the etzim of who he is. This is the nekuda where we make the biggest mistakes in our lives about ourselves and about other people. This nekuda, this is where we make a mistake. That's what Chaim HaKadosh explains. V'yesh l'dayi kein, l'loshen ha-pasik, but it says, Hashem alakav imo. As it says in the pasik. L'hibit oven b'yakov, l'ro'om o b'yisrael, Hashem alakav imo. Hashem, his God, is with him. What does that mean? Klamar, means even when a Jew, even though this Jew is sinning, Hashem lo kav imo means that he's not rebelling against God. Hashem lo kav imo, he still has this connection to Kadosh Baruch. He still feels this connection to Hashem. Feels it. He might not feel it, but it's still there. He's not trying to remove God from his life. He's not trying to rebel against God. Hashem lo kav imo. Hashem is with him. Gam b'shas hacheta dain Hashem lo kav imo. And he writes a limerick by. Doesn't want to rebel against Hashem. It's not this whole rebellion thing. The way things are now, if a boy wears his hair a little bit different, everybody's already decided that he's a Moirade Vamalchus. These are rebellious. It's not a rebellion. This kid's making a rebellion against the Kadosh Baruch. It's not making a rebellion against the Kadosh Baruch. What does he want? Something. He's looking for something. Christ. He's making a rebellion against Hashem. It's not a rebellion. Nekudas ha'emes hazu neisenes ladam karch v'tikvah levakish mechila. When a person lives with this belief, in this way of understanding himself and others, then he always has the strength to have hope. Not to fool himself, he's got to change, got to do tshuva, but now he has the hope that he can change. He can get rid of this state. He can get rid of this. In the sense of Adam Karch v'tikva, it gives him the strength and the hope, levakish mechila, to ask for forgiveness. Olaharbus betfila v'sachanun l'Hashem to daven to Hashem, sheyetzienu me'afel alori, to get me out of this mess I'm in. I know how to get out of this mess. Balkas says, I don't want to be this way. I'm not happy being angry and yelling and carrying on. And I know that nobody likes me, and I get it. And people are afraid of me, and I don't want to be this way. That's what you talk about in his Bodhis, but in the context of believing that anger hasn't, that anger is not, that's a symptom of something that shows on the surface, but it's not the etzem of who I am. The etzem of who I am is everything gets to me. Things get to me. But I don't want the dumb things, ridiculous things to get to me. I'm begging you to help me. But I know that I'm good. And I know that I care about things. And that's why I get so upset. So I need help. I need help that I should care in a healthy way. I should care in a positive way. I should care in a productive way. I should not that I should be a person that's cold and uncaring. I should be on fire. I should be a person that's filled with passion, with caring, but for good things, in the right way. Not to be passionate about silliness, to get passionate because somebody insulted me. I get all crazy and angry and somebody insulted. Getting passionate over somebody insulting. I want to be able to be passionate about good things, not about silly things. Somebody insulted me, I got all angry. I want to be on fire. I want to be passionate, but I want to be passionate about good things, not about silly things. And you daven to Hashem for help, but you know that you're good and that the anger comes from a place that's good. And that you're a person that's warm, that you have passion. And that's good. That's good, and I'm good. But I'm my life is a mess. I need a lot of help. Help. Because this inyan of my life is destroying my marriage, it's destroying my kids, it's destroying my profession, my job, because I lose it, I get angry at people, nobody wants to keep me. It's bad. But I have hope that I could ask for forgiveness. You know who I am, but I don't know how to get to that place inside of me to use this echpatiyu, this caring and this passion for something that's healthy, that's productive, instead of getting all twisted because somebody says something bad to me, or whatever, somebody looked at me the wrong way, or they gave me shlishi and not shishi, or shishi and not shlishi, or whatever, they told me that, you know, somebody told me something I didn't like, and it's not, get angry. It's rachmanis. Not bad, not evil. It's rachmanis. And that's the idea. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have rachmanis. It's not Gimana B'midas HaRachamim. To have compassion, because we're children. We make mistakes. We're foolish. We need help. Kial Kain, the Kuda Taiva ain't evil, so sila for emes chaliva. Some people think that, the Kuda Taiva, so you have to make up all these stories, like, you know, beat down the kafshus, and you have to make up all these stories, and it's not honest. In other words, the honest truth is that you're a miserable balkas, and you're making a, see, now you had this whole thing, this whole nice here, that really even the balkas bad some is good. No, you're just bad, and this is a lie. This whole story that they're telling you, that Reb Nosson and the Tzaddikim are talking about, it's all stam to, it's feel good, you know, woke, whatever. No, that's the truth about the Balkaz is the Pnimius, that's the truth. To see the good in a Jew, that's the truth. And in yourself as well, that's the truth. It's a much deeper truth than looking at it in a superficial way. Again, it doesn't mean to ignore the problem. You have to, but the way to treat the problem is through the truth, not through something that's not the real story. Therefore, he says, "Alkein the kudat tayva, ain't a evus a sila for emes chali." The kudat tayva is not a distortion of the truth. Elishi magdira bor amiti es ani ha amiti. Adrabe, is getting to the true ani, the true I, the true self. What are the things that are making me crazy in life that are right for me, and that are constantly misleading me and pulling me to do stupid things or to act up or to yell at people, whatever, to get to the sheresh of it? If those parents and those rebellion, those friends and teachers and parents and so on who look at things in that deeper perspective in the Kudat Tayva of Azamra, of Kaf Zchus, they're not dreamers. They're not living in the la-la land. Everything is gewaldig. They're not saying that it's gewaldig that this kid is breaking windows. But they're saying it's gewaldig that the kid wants to enjoy life, to play. He's a healthy person. And if you have a 10-year-old that sits by himself the whole day sitting on a bench, that's scary. The child is, how do I work with this kid? What do I do with this kid? So the ones who see the etzem of the child or of the adult, they're getting to a place of tefillah, of davening. They're getting to a place of avoid, of working, not of yeush, not of giving up, just crossing this kid off as a shlacht. He's bad. Or this, even this adult, a shlacht, is bad. It's not. That's the easy way out. That's a kapah. You get to the cherish is the truth. That's the avodah he's talking about. And even if it's a tiny little nekuda, even if it's a little nekuda that you're able to find, that nekuda taiva inside everything, that nekuda taiva, I will continue this next. And that nekuda taiva, you build the whole person up. Because that nekuda taiva, even if it's a little one, that's the emes. That's the truth. The stuff on the outside is, that's, he's doing those things, but that's not the truth of who he is. The tayyib, the good, is the truth of who he is. So when you find that, that's how you build the person from that tayyib. And that's why you can't have his bodhis at mishpat without that. Because then you're not in a true place. You're in a dishonest place. You're in a place that's, you think like you're very honest because you're saying all these horrible things about yourself. So you think like you're the most honest person because you're being, it's called self-awareness. Self-awareness means aware of the good inside of you too. That's the choice of who you are. It needs to be self-aware, not just to be aware of the bad. That's not self-awareness. That's a mistake. You're not bad. You're a good guy. You're a good girl that's doing bad things. That's self-awareness. And to be aware of the bad things you're doing, but to be aware of the good that's inside and how I could manage these bad things and even channel these bad things in a positive way if I focus on the toiv. On that emes, on that taiva for who I am, Be'etzim. That's the way to do tshuva. That's the way to come to a yeshuva, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, we continue with that.